Welcome to the Alternative Facts Podcast with Sir
and your boy Ray.
Comes another wonderful edition of the podcast.
Best podcast in the land.
The land!
Like always, I like to take the time to thank the people. We really do appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
And we will continue to give you the best content possible. If you enjoy what we do.
Calm down.
It's probably the damn AZ in my court. If you enjoy what we do and want to support our podcast, make sure you go to patreon.com/theAFacts to do so. And if you cannot, all that we ask is that you like and share the episode. That's all we ask. Sir, how was your week, brother?
I had a good week. The weather was up and down again. We had some good weather. Took my daughter to the zoo. Went to the zoo. Second time ever going to the zoo. We got one of the best. Do we got one of the best zoos in the country?
Like top 20.
All right, we got one of the best zoos in the country. They ain't have all the animals out
because of the cold.
Because it's like, you know, it's like it's good weather.
No, so like
it ain't spring yet.
Yeah.
Like officially spring. So I guess they bring out like more exhibits. I like have like, cause I ain't see like the little monkeys. I seen big gorillas. I seen giraffes and elephants.
Now that you was an adult, I'm assuming you ain't been since your
only been as an adult.
Oh, really?
Never been as a kid.
I've been as a kid. So I guess what's your like looking at the animals? Like, what do you think? Like seeing all the animals like that close up? Like, what's your thought process
like,
on it?
Like the giraffe, like literally, like walked up, like they say don't reach out, but I could have reached out, and, like touched the giraffe.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, yeah, this giraffe big as fuck. I'm like, you getting kicked by this, you dead. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, this motherfucker should not be this big. Like, what use do you have for me? Like, kind of, like, if I'm in Africa, I see a giraffe, like, I damn near want to train it. Like, I want to ride a giraffe.
I think they do. Like, I don't think that's like a common thing.
Like, but
I do
that's think my animal do. Choice. Like, give me a giraffe. Second by elephant.
Nah, give me the elephant first.
I'm riding big boys.
The elephant. Give me the elephant. That sounds crazy.
But the draft.
But give me the elephant first. You start off the. Get that out. You get it out of your system. Chase that with a seltzer. Chase that homosexual with the seltzer. So
yeah, I'm flabbergasted. What?
It's funny. So yeah, giraffe. You chose giraffe over the elephant.
Giraffe gotta be faster.
Okay, that's probably all it got, and the speed is still it ain't crazy.
The speed should be crazy.
It ain't crazy.
It should be crazy.
And the elephant way smarter, so you could train to do way. Yeah.
Now we don't know way.
Nah, elephant's pretty smart.
Elephant's smart as hell.
Yeah, they up there.
But we don't know about draft.
I've never seen them on any list talking about smart some animals ever.
Because they
like got a small head.
Like, you know, you just like place dumb. Like when you're smart. like you don't gotta show out. Like elephants out here showing out. And guess what? Guess what you don't see in a circus? A fucking draft. You know why elephants over here doing all these tricks for peanuts and shit like some dumbasses? Now look, they all everywhere. So giraffes like, yeah, we don't do tricks and shit. We'll spit on you.
That sounds stupid. Did you see giraffes up there spitting? Like, why?
Hey, sometimes you gotta go full retard.
I see.
It works.
Favorite animal or favorite thing to do when you was up there?
It was just enjoying the time with my daughter.
No interactive.
What you mean?
But they ain't got no interactive things up there, like stuff you can actually
pack the turtle.
Oh, okay, how was that?
Just a turtle walking around.
Big, this is a turtle walking around.
Yeah, just walking around.
So zoo's just like doing whatever.
It's hella squirrels.
So if I can just
I ain't gonna lie. Squirrels took over the fucking zoo that Sunday. Like I walked past one exhibit. I'm like, damn, where the monkeys? I'm like, oh, they're the monkeys right there. Fucking two squirrels in there fighting. I said, man, these squirrels are and they don't run either. Like I walked up on the squirrel, I said, this squirrel might attack me.
Yeah, he fell.
I'm like, these squirrels are crazy.
Them zoo squirrels.
I was like, I jumped at it, sprinkled some water. I said, yeah, these squirrels differently. Me and Carmen's like, yeah, we ain't fucking with these squirrels.
Even my neighborhood squirrels don't run.
I'm used to. I'm like, yeah, these squirrels different. These are your Rick and Morty squirrels. We ain't fucking with them. But nah, I wanted to see the hippos. Got to see the hippos. I like hippos now. Hippos a player.
Yeah, because they for one, people don't know hippos aggressive as fuck.
What? They fuck shit
they're
up.
Aggressive as fuck.
Now, like, I seen so many videos of hippos fucking shit up.
And then they got the strong fucking jaws and the mandible teeth.
And
the
they fast.
Teeth. Mm-hmm. And don't catch them in the water.
They even faster.
You thought the motherfuckers was like Timon. That's probably what it was.
You mean Pumbaa, right?
Yeah, I mean Pumbaa. I apologize. I said Timon. Yeah, Pumbaa. I ain't seen the movie in a long time. All right. One more thing, then I'll go. What about your daughter? Like, what was her favorite?
She wanted to see the elephants and giraffes. Her first thing she wanted to do go to the elephant reserve. I was like, what's the first thing you want to do? See the elephants?
We got some good elephants, too.
Yep.
I know we got the one that just got birthed like a year or two ago. Harambe? Or is that the monkey?
You lose so many sustain points.
So is Harambe the monkey?
Yes.
Can I get one more shot?
The gorilla.
Oh, bro.
It's a difference.
I'm not doing this. Okay. Did you watch Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it's a difference.
Okay.
You see the orangutans and you see Caesar.
Did you watch the Pop-Up Girl movie?
I'm so weak.
They all was monkeys, my guy.
He said the Pop-Up Girl movie. Yeah. I haven't seen that in so long.
You and your daughter?
They didn't bring it back to theaters.
You and your daughter?
I ain't going to be mad at you. I'll turn back around and go see that.
You and your daughter?
You know why? Because I would take my daughter.
You might have to put your daughter on.
Pop-Up Girls would go. They did try to reboot it. I never seen a reboot.
I mean, neither.
So I'm cool on it.
Sometimes the magic ain't there no more.
I'm leaving alone. I don't know. Proud Family did it.
Yeah, but they brought everybody back, the original people.
They did. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, Pop-Up Girls, you really don't need, like, original voices. Like, just give me...
You say that, but then why didn't it work?
Because we didn't watch it.
Yeah, but it's the reason why. That shit wasn't spicy enough.
Kids,
that shit didn't get memed or nothing.
Because kids don't watch TV no more. Like, you got to clip it. Like, if you're going to do a reboot of one of our shows, like, you got to clip it up for, TikTok consumption. Like,
that ain't true because you watched The Proud Family. So
I watched it.
That's what you said. We not gonna watch
it. And they never did give me the second part where I need to finish it.
Damn.
They are sick.
What'd they say?
I think they canceled it out of nowhere. They are sick. Too black. They are sick. I'm never gonna get that. So that's it. How was your week?
I may or may not have found a house.
Hey, congratulations.
They need to fix that. I don't got to wipe that down. It's bothering me.
That comes saying.
I may or may not have found a house. what else I do this week? Anything that stands out?
Ribbon cutting.
I went to a really good Asian sushi place.
Sound like Asian.
I didn't really get to describe it to you. So when you get there, it's like hibachi style. They got hibachi,
like the grills and all that.
Yeah, not in front of you though. They like do that off to the side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but so yeah, so you so when you get there, you already good.
What happened?
You making more noise than the goddamn laptop is.
That was the laptop.
when you get there, fucking, it's a ticket on your table, a little small ticket, probably like 3 inches. Okay. Like an inch and a half wide. And then you write like your table number, your name. And then they ask you like lao mein, white rice, or fried rice. So you choose. Then you grab a bowl. It's a metal bowl on your table. So then you go to the buffet line and they got like a whole side of like ingredients for the hibachi.
Oh my goodness.
So they got like chicken, steak, shrimp.
My Golden Grill.
My Golden Grill was fire, by the way. I miss on Golden Grill. Chicken.
I can't tell you, going by my house.
Chicken steak. That just got built up. Chicken steak. Sausage.
Ain't no. We gotta stop this.
Man, you fuck that. You
man,
getting,
get the fuck out of here.
You getting buffalo chicken dip sushi. Like, get you the fuck out of here. Hamburger sushi and shit. I never seen sausage
and hibachi. Get out of here. Yo, is this a jambalaya spot?
I listen to you.
you had jambalaya.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sausage.
They got scallops, imitation crab, shrimp.
What the fuck is imitation crab?
The shit they put in sushi.
Like, what is it though?
I really don't know the answer to that. I never looked it up.
What imitation crab? Like, what?
Look it up. I kind of want to know.
Fake crab.
Obviously.
You can't say fake crab?
Imitation crab. That's just what it's called.
I would not want to.
That's just what it's called. I want to see what's in it first.
Is that the brand? The brand is called Imitation.
No. Crab sticks. Let's see what they're made of. It is a production.
That would be crazy.
A product that uses fish meat to imitate shellfish.
Wildness. That's wildness.
I told you. Imitation what? Crab is known as imitation crab, seafood sticks, or crab with a K instead of a C.
Krusty crab.
Place of origin, Japan. Main ingredient, whitefish.
That's wildness. What's just called whitefish sticks?
Because it's supposed to be crab.
It no.
So then when you go up to a restaurant, a sushi place, and they say like king crab.
Yeah, it's just imitation crab. That's craziness. Like, why would you want that?
Here you go. You can see it now.
Why would you want this?
Well, yeah, imitation crab because it tastes like crab. That's why you get it.
You enjoy it?
So I eat sushi all the time. It's okay. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I don't enjoy it. It's okay. It was okay. But, and then a whole bunch of shit. Like, they had like 20 different ingredients. So they had all those different kind of proteins and the hella different kinds of vegetables and stuff like that as well. Okay. And garlic and stuff. And then you add a little bit of seasoning to it. They got a little four seasons. And then you give it to them. Mm-hmm. So then they cook that. And you're done. You give them and you go. No. I don't know. I didn't look for the yum yum sauce.
I ain't talking about yum yum. Like, you usually have like some teriyaki, some soy. Like,
nah, they just have.
Put it on there and they put it on top maybe.
Nah, they just have seasonings. Oh. So then they go, but I can say one thing though, like they also do something to the rice and shit they give you. Okay. My shit wasn't bland.
Garlic butter.
But yeah, so they go off and do this shit and then you get to the buffet line. And I like the buffet line. It was a good, I can say one thing. I haven't been to a spot that was that good in a while on the buffet side. Usually Chinese buffets hella iffy.
Chinese buffets are shitty.
Facts.
like you this give them wasn't. I would say you give them a lot of credit by saying iffy. They are shit.
Like this almost felt like food. High middle class.
Like the food was fresh. Like,
everything was fresh.
Because mostly you know, like you go to a Chinese buffet, that shit been there all day.
See, they don't got that. They don't got that. They don't got like scoop your shit. They already got everything portioned out and everything on like little fancy looking plates.
I like that better.
It's cool. So like perfect example. And they got like all the fried stuff is in a little small basket. So cool. And this is one in there though.
Like one chicken wing?
Well, I don't remember seeing chicken wings.
What?
Like one crab ragoon or one shrimp.
What type Asian buffet is this? All Asian buffets have a fried chicken
told
wing.
Told you it's a little upper echelon. Just a little higher class than that.
That mean they should have like what?
This is a little upper echelon. Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just no chicken wings. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what?
But you can all the other fried stuff you want.
No, mozzarella cheese sticks.
No.
What is this Asian buffet?
It's not an American buffet.
We know this every Asian buffet have this at them.
This is more of an authentic Asian buffet. How about that?
There we go.
This is the Asian buffet where you see Asians sitting there eating, not just other people.
And the thing is, every time I think back to an Asian buffet,
never see Asian people.
Never see Asian people in there eating.
They don't eat that shit.
If you white people in there with they button down with their shorts on, they flip flops ready to go. They're not walking in.
I can say for a fact that Asian buffet I went to, they had a Asian birthday party going on sitting over there, full table for Asian.
Damn, they got like a hot pot.
No,
it seems like they have it all there.
They don't got the hot pot. Oh. Their desserts was gummy, but usually typically Asian desserts that I've tried typically are bad.
What's an Asian dessert? Like you know, like people are known for like a dessert. What's a Chinese or Asian dessert like?
I'll take it back. My coworker at my job made an Asian dessert that was fucking phenomenal.
What was it called?
I don't know.
Like a pudding, a cake?
I don't remember. It was too long ago. I'm sorry, I don't remember. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. I only remember, this is so funny. So I was like, man, this shit is fucking good. Like, who made this shit? Like, this is a good ass dish. Like, I was like hyping this shit up, being honest. I'm like, I don't know if I said this shit like Asian inspired or something, but I'm like, man, you had to make this, didn't you? I was talking to my Asian friend. He was like, fuck you. I start getting weak. I'm like, bro, I'm just saying it's an Asian dish, bro.
You had to make this, didn't you?
I said Asian dish. I could tell.
Rice pudding?
Nah.
I'm playing.
I would know if it was that simple. It was something I didn't know nothing about, never heard from an anime or none of that shit. Like,
I didn't want to know the texture or the consistency. When you put it in like a pie, cake, ice cream.
Bro, listen, I will.
You gotta know. Ate it.
I will text him right now and ask him.
It's like you ate it.
Bro, a long time
ago. Like you remember. Like you remember what it looks like.
I just remember it was Asian and good.
You remember what it looked like?
No.
You don't remember what it looked like? You know, how the fuck you know it's Asian then?
That day I knew. It was wrapped up in a fortune cookie.
Motherfucker, it was just a stuffed fortune cookie?
Yeah, they got like...
That sound disgusting.
Crumbled the fortune cookies on top.
I'm cool with that.
Fuck garnish.
Never mind. Yeah, keep that. I hate fortune cookies.
Bro, but it was a joke.
Oh.
It was a joke. It was a fortune, you know.
Fortune cookies would be the I'm like...
It's an Asian joke.
I'm like, what the fuck? Give us a real cookie.
I actually like fortune cookies.
Oh, I used to be mad.
I like fortune cookies. I like fortune cookies on my list. It's like cookies I love.
Really?
Yeah, fortune cookies.
It don't taste like nothing.
Speak for yourself. It'll taste buzzer. Regular.
Oh, you gotta have it. Especially it tastes cardboard.
They say everybody tastes buzz different.
They are.
Apparently you can't taste all the flavors in
all the flavors?
Yeah, bro.
What flavor is a fortune cookie?
It's good, man. The good shit. Good shit.
Say you don't taste the flavors.
You ever watch
what flavor is it?
You ever watch Futurama?
Yeah.
You remember they had the one cook? Is the one episode, I want to say they were doing like a food competition. And it's one season that he used. And it's like, and it was like a season that tastes like great. It's like, what is that? It just tastes great. Like whatever you, so everything he made, he put some of that on there. He won every competition. That's how fortune cookies taste.
No.
They just taste good, bro.
Fortune cookies are.
You know, they bland, huh? No taste.
Bland.
Yeah.
And the fortunes suck.
The fortunes do suck. They like worse than Hallmark cards.
They be
sucking. You will have a happy day. Like, what is
and
a happy
number,
day?
And them, number, and them numbers on the back never hit.
Yeah, I forgot about the numbers on the back. That's crazy. I forgot about the numbers on the back.
Numbers. That's why they free. You know they suck. Who just fucking just give you free cookies?
Go to an Asian spot and try to grab a fortune cookie without buying nothing. See how free it is.
Right there.
No, son. They going to cut your ass out.
Whoa, for paying customers only. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You always say my accent is bad. That was fucking terrible.
I couldn't really
practice. That was terrible.
City sushi. I can get it right.
When you do it, it sounds racist.
No. When South Park do it, I just did exactly how South Park did.
South Park hella racist.
Like, when South Park do it, I'm like, I was watching behind the scenes with him doing it. I'm like, he is fucking hilarious.
White dude too?
Yeah, white dude. doing Chinese and Japanese. And sound exactly the same. The funniest shit I ever seen. I'm like, South Park the most disrespectful fucking show in the history of TV. Ain't no more disrespectful show than South Park.
Bro, that's why I was called up this shit. The chef, he was like, yeah, y'all over here.
Like, it wasn't even that disrespectful then. Like, it's way more disrespectful now.
Well, they got you. No, this
like from the years, like.
You got to keep topping yourself, though, right?
I'm like.
You know what I mean? You got to keep topping yourself. Pause.
Like, when Chef was on it, it was like. Like, it was still, like, they were pushing the envelope, but it wasn't that disrespectful yet. They didn't get disrespectful until after he left.
Was he the reasoning in the place?
Probably.
Did he keep the...
Yeah, I think so.
The
so
shit
just went...
From going Snowpiercer on...
Went crazy.
I have a topic that's not on the list I want to talk about.
All right, let's get going. Kind of curious what it is.
Dramatic pause.
Man. Another
is
one.
Is streaming services getting out of hand with the prices?
Yes.
Like,
about to cancel Netflix.
It's getting to the point where, like, if you got four streaming services, you're probably paying, like, cable prices.
Yeah, 80.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 80.
You're probably paying cable prices.
And all of them talking about going up on prices again.
Like, Amazon just changed their prices. Now they got, like, commercials.
Yeah.
They also took away, like, some of their HD features. You got to pay for those as well. Hulu and Disney Plus, which is essentially the same thing, same company, are taking away password sharing.
Yep.
In this month, right?
I don't know which month, but I know they're doing it.
Netflix has already done it.
Yep.
HBO could be following soon. I haven't heard nothing yet, but who knows?
You know they're right behind them. They better watch themselves though. Regular DVD selling for $1,000 on eBay. They better stop playing around.
So, yeah,
I got the Blu-ray.
The whole point of cutting the cord and cutting the cable and all that shit was to save money. That was the whole initial thing. And initially we did.
Initially. Yeah, but what happens when you monopolize it? What happens when you don't have nothing else to watch? What happens? Right? What happens when you don't have nothing else to watch it on? You can do what the fuck you want now. Now I can charge what I want to charge because you can't watch it nowhere else. Hey, all hard copies are done. It's to a point now, like movies, like you can't find, it's a movie you want to see. It ain't on no, like you got so many streaming platforms, it's on no stream platform. Like,
you gotta go and buy it.
You gotta rent it or something. Like, what? Like it's too many streaming platforms that are not the movie not to be on there. Mm. It's wildness. DVD's gonna come back, baby.
I just was thinking about that. Everybody going up in prices, and it's getting to the point where it's like cable. You get three streaming services, you're never paying $60.
Then you throw the internet on top of it. Like, we gotta get to a point like the streaming service gotta come with internet or something. Like, Netflix gotta get an internet game. Like, yeah, I'll take the internet, Netflix. Or we gotta get to the point like I don't pay for HBO. Like, HBO is packaged in with my phone. So it's free, I guess, if you call it that. Maybe they should do it more like that, packages it up with stuff like that. Like, if I buy internet, cable free. Like, you gotta, like, cable, this your time to come back. Like, cable, if you want to come back, this your time right now. Like, just give us free cable with internet.
And I was hearing some crazy shit like, they might do like resubscription fees.
What is that?
So, like, let's say you cancel your Amazon Prime. You're like, yeah, I'm not watching shit on there no more. You know what I mean? I'm good, right? And then Invincible come out. Or The Boys come out. You're like, oh, time to get it again. I'm going to watch my show. Then you want to go in there and buy it again. They're going to make you pay a fee.
No.
To get the service again.
That's crazy. But you...
Got a resubscription fee.
But you paying like this... Like you paying a... Like you going to pay the fee to subscribe again anyway. Like, how the fuck you going to pay me a fee? Like, are you... Are they going to start putting cancellation fees on there?
Like, nah, that's what it seemed like. You can't really do no cancellation fees.
Yes, you can. If you can do rescription fees, damn, you can damn sure throw a cancellation fee on there. Then soon they're going to start rolling out the... How far till they start rolling out contracts? No, I'm dead serious. Like, they start rolling out subscription contracts. Like, hey, you are locked in for the year. And if you want to get out of it, you got to.
As big as Netflix is, because Netflix is the biggest, right?
Yes, I would say so.
I do believe they try to do that. Motherfuckers just move on and not watch. I don't think so.
We already at that point. Like, people going to keep paying it because they do is watch TV. We about to get back to reading lots of books here soon.
You gonna read a Cat Williams amount of books, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nah, not that many.
Get you 8 to 10 in a day, huh?
You gotta live. What he explained is he wasn't allowed to watch nothing, no TV or nothing. So the only thing he can do is read books. So that's why he probably where he at, you know, with the books. I'm like, it makes sense. You don't get to watch TV at a young age. I'm like, yeah, what you doing? I remember when I used to be on punishment and shit, and I couldn't watch TV and stuff. Only thing I did was hella word search books and crossword puzzle books.
Did you feel some murder?
Like, I'm going to say no. It just passed the time. It was fun. So I know I went through a lot of books. Like, doing it. So I can see that when I watch TV. But yeah, subscriptions crazy. And yeah, because I seen Netflix say it's about to go by, I think, like another $5. So it's going to be like $25 a month. I said, I can't go. And Netflix really don't be having nothing for me. Like, I've been wanting to watch. So I'm rarely on Netflix because I damn near seen everything. So, yeah. No, I didn't want to do that. You want to get into our first topic? Or our second topic?
You're good.
Let's talk about how it's getting hard out here, y'all. Kellogg CEO suggests struggling families should eat cereal for dinner to save money. You talking about a power play right there. You get on national news and be like, you know what, y'all? If you want to save money, eat more cereal. So Kellogg CEO Gary Pilnick suggests struggling families should eat cereal for dinner to save money. Like, you know how wild that is? If, cause like, cereal have no nutrition.
You know how much, you know how good you think your cereal got to be? To tell motherfuckers, like, yeah, don't eat regular food, come eat my cereal and you hungry. You broke bastards. Cause y'all can afford that.
Just imagine eating cereal. Well, we all did it before. You ate cereal for dinner before in your life.
Yes.
I have ate cereal.
And at a younger age, I probably was happy about it.
Yes, I would be happy. As a grown adult.
I'm pissed.
I don't eat cereal. It's rare if I eat a bowl of cereal. It's very rare. So if I came home and dinner was a bowl of cereal, I'll take a bowl of oatmeal before cereal. Like, give me some oatmeal. Cream of wheat.
They're both good.
I'll take grits.
I love grits.
So, over cereal. Like, a bowl of cereal, whack as hell. And the CEO is crazy. But this is the times we end, though. Because food is hella expensive. Everything hella expensive. So, cereal and milk is a cheap option. But yeah. We ain't going. This ain't the 1950s. Cereal is not on the menu. No matter what. Unless they come out with I can't see what they come out with. What can you do to cereal now? Like, cereal been done. Ain't nothing you can't rebrand cereal. Ain't nothing you can do with cereal to make it better. Sucks.
You're a hater.
As a kid, though, cereal used to be the shit.
You don't want a magically delicious cereal?
Lucky Charms was never good. I was never magically delicious. But I don't like to see you come out here. Like, he made $4.4 million this year.
Oh.
The CEO for Kellogg. And he telling us to eat cereal. Nigga, are you eating cereal for dinner? I wonder when the last time he ate cereal. Like, I need to know if he eating cereal for dinner his damn self. Cause I don't think he eats cereal.
No, you should. Yeah, I was about to say you should start over. Do he eat cereal at all?
I don't think he eats cereal. Like, he know what's up. But no, I'm not feeding my family cereal for dinner. What's in the pot? Cereal and milk. But speaking of cereal and the hunger. Biden announced a $1.7 billion effort to end hunger in the U.S. by 2030. So, this number came out to me. It seemed with all the money they have spent in America, 1.7 ain't shit. And they gonna end so you tell me they can end hunger in the U.S. by 2030? It could have been done this. Biden trying to win the presidency. That ain't gonna work.
That's what they always say. That second term be a motherfucker.
That ain't gonna work.
You ain't got nothing to lose on the second term. You go all out.
1.7 billion. That's all it takes to end hunger in America.
How many motherfuckers you think are hungry?
A lot. The way they talking about it, like they always talking about. Well, that was world hunger. How do we end world hunger? That's the That's the real.
I can't waste it a bill. What does that mean? Starving people.
Huh? You said, what does that mean? Starving people.
Yeah.
What you mean?
War, hunger. They feeding everybody, right? What's the definition of somebody that's starving?
You see their ribs.
Okay. I'm about to say, because it's just like, yeah, they ain't eat. Nah, shit, I ain't eat today.
Obviously, I tell people that all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
When people really be like, would be like, man, I'm so hungry, I'm starving. I'm like, dog, I'm letting you know, your body will survive for at least a good 7 days before it, like, it collapses or something. You're going to be good.
I'm like, just without food and water?
You can go just 30. Without food.
Oh.
Just without food.
You can go 30.
I'm going to say, well, water, you got water? Now, no food or water? About a week.
Because I know people that fast for 30 days.
Yeah, but they still drinking hella fluids or something like that, huh? You.
Have you ever fast?
Mm-hmm. Three weeks without food, as long as you got water to drink.
Excuse me. How long did you do it? I thought you were saying you did 3 weeks.
Hell no. Okay. Without both food and water, a person cannot survive more than 4 days.
Okay.
I was going to give it 7.
Never know. It's an average.
So 4 days without food or water. Damn, that seems like a long time. I can't imagine that. Imagine being like really starving.
Oh, I've been there.
No, you never been there. You never been to really starving.
Oh, I've been there. I remember my mom told me to go to bed without food. I was pissed.
You still won't really starve. Cause you say you went to bed without supper. Like, nigga, you had breakfast and lunch. You are good for the day.
Hey, shit, tell that to me when I was a kid.
Nah, as a kid, you was salty.
Probably and hungry. Don't forget that part.
Probably something you wanted to eat too. I don't think Biden came in war hunger by 23rd.
He's not in the U.S. hunger.
I mean, yeah, U.S. hunger. I don't think that's going to happen. Like, you going to end, like, right. He said he going to end hunger in the U.S., but still Flint have not got their water system fixed. And it's cheaper than $1.7 billion. So, you ain't fooling me, Biden, with this bullshit.
Well, you got to do something.
You got to say something. You don't got to do nothing.
You're going up against Trump. You got to do something.
Okay. So this is funny. Meek Mill out here getting dragged through the dirt right now. He being called gay. He being called gay. Accusations of him partying with Diddy. And you know when you party with Diddy.
You remember when he asked Fab?
Yeah, come party with one of the funniest shit. He's like,
Fab, I thought we already went partying.
He's you know how funny that he is now? Like, really like all that stuff from the past, like come back full circle.
Like the Justin Bieber skit. People been posting that one a lot.
Yeah. I'm like, man, what the fuck he on? That what 50 Cent got mad when he said, I'm gonna take this, like he said, a grown man should never tell me he was gonna take me shopping. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You want to take me shopping? But.
So you want to let another guy buy your stuff?
Huh?
You want to let another guy buy your stuff?
I ain't going to say that. Who want to take me shopping? You want to take me shopping?
I'm broke.
But academics came out talking about Meek Mill. They was going back and forth. Meek Mill was like threatening him, talking about he'll die for this shit.
He's like, I'll pull up right now.
Meek Mill said, he said, I'll die for this.
My thing about Meek is like, why is him trying so hard.
Nah, he's hilarious.
He's trying so hard to prove that he's not gay.
Dog, did you hear what he said on $1 million worth of game?
Recently?
Yeah.
What you saying?
Because, you know, he was in jail. He was like, yeah, when you, they was talking about, like, having a good celly. They was talking about, like, having a good celly leave. He was like, yeah, having a good celly leave is like losing a good chick. He said it 4 times. He kept on saying it. Like, yeah, nah, it's like, Gilly was like, Wallow, is that, nigga, you was crying when your celly left? He like, hell nah, fuck that, nigga. They ain't like losing no goddamn chick. He said, I like to see my niggas get out of jail. Meek Mill was like, nah, it's like losing a good chick. Why would you ever compare anything to that?
What was Meek Mill's follow up?
He just said it again. Mm. I'm like, yeah, Meek Mill, this ain't helping you. This ain't helping you.
Dreaming nightmares, my guy.
Yeah, we can't play that no more. Like, he come out and got touched by Diddy. He can't play that no more in the club. I remember times like this, he's around like this. Nah, dog. But this nigga, but Academics came out with a tweet, said this nigga cried over 6 months in jail for popping a willy, but you want me to believe he's so gangster he finna risk the whole internet for my address, front his move about to what he finna do, then do it. Nigga, please. Find somewhere else to play with, Freak Meal. I promise you don't put no fear in my heart. Call this nigga Freak Meal.
Freaky Deaky.
Then Meek Mill tweeted back, the governor called me and checked me. I took it down after I explained to him, this is a guy that powered the biggest rap beefs that killed some of my friends playing undercover. Yeah, he tried to switch it up. Academics came back and said, nigga was just talking about he finna ready to die about this issue with me now. Some old white governor convinced him not to, not his family, not his friends, a white governor. Embarrassing. This is how he lost that beef to Drake. All tweets.
That's funny. I like that comparison.
Ain't that kind of crazy though when he said it like that? He was like, not your friends, not your family. A white governor. You still getting told what to do by an old white man. Stop cosplaying as a gangster, man. We respect the reform you do, and talking like you anything else is just laughable. And plus, you still ain't addressed the nigga who sued you and said that shit. So he said, you coming at me, but you ain't talking about the nigga who came out the original story. So, hilarious. You know, it just continues after that. Meek don't talk to no nigga from Philly like how he tried to talk to me. That's how I can't respect him. He bunny hop for the white man. He what? He did. It's a video of him on the tennis court bunny hopping.
Who?
Meek Mill.
I seen he did something.
And they was like, yeah, like that. Bunny hop for the white
man.
Well,
that was his trainer.
It wasn't no training situation. There's like people out there playing tennis or something. He is out there like with the, you know, like he's saying, with the white people. And he out there acting a fool, bunny hopping. So it's funny. I like this. I like this little beef right now. Meek Mill said, I'll die to shut you down.
Then I heard he came out and said he ain't gonna do it.
I'm weak as hell. This is funny shit I seen in a long time. Then the white comedian Andrew Schultz was in Philly doing a comedy show. He had some jokes with Meek Mill.
It was funny.
Meek Mill tweeted. It was funny. But this shit gets you slapped in real life. I'm like, Meek, it's over with, dog. Then you just catch these jokes, lay low for a little bit, it'll blow over. But if you try to do all this other stuff, it ain't gonna end well for you.
Any changes to the menu?
Huh?
Any changes to the menu that you make?
Any changes to the what?
Menu.
To what menu?
Like, so with Meek and what he got going on. I'm trying to phrase this right. Like, he just, let me start over. He addressed all of this wrong. Like, if somebody called you gay and they really mean that shit,
yeah.
Well, at least where I come from, like, motherfucker, like, you ignore stupid shit like that. You don't even really give it that much attention. That's one of them, like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, he gay.
You know what I'm saying? What? Motherfucker, if I meet shit just came out, man, get the fuck out. I ain't gay. And then that's it.
Nah,
that's it.
Nah, he did some other shit.
That's it. You ain't got to keep going and going and going and going. Because to me, I'm not saying me gay. I don't think Meeky's gay. But that look like you gay. Like when you overprove yourself and like, keep trying to overprove yourself, it's like you're trying to hide something. At least that's how it comes off.
I'm just waiting for the video, the picture he posted with like five bitches in bed. It's coming.
Yeah,
I can't wait for it.
Well, he already said I get pussy out here or some shit.
Like this shit gonna be hilarious when he do it. So
again, I don't think Meek is gay. I'm just saying when you like,
I don't know. I don't judge people.
I said think. I'm not judging him. I said think.
2024.
He could be. I'm not saying he's not. I said
after,
I don't think.
After he said losing a good celly is like losing a good chick. Yeah. I don't know, man.
We live in an era now.
You don't even say nothing like that.
I agree. Well, we in the era now. We're like,
man, I lost a best friend. Like losing a good chick, man.
People say all type of weird shit.
Like what?
People say all type of weird shit.
I would just say it to him on the podcast. I would be like, yeah, Meek, you should never say that again. Why not? It's like losing a good chick. You should never say that again. Was that nigga in there folding up your drawers? If he was, that's craziness. But I don't think nothing gonna happen. Academics, you keep doing what you're doing, trolling. Meek Mill, you keep doing what you're doing. Whatever you doing with Diddy, allegedly. So, that's funny. That was funny shit. Terrence Howard ordered to pay $900K in back taxes after saying it's immoral for U.S. government to tax descendants of slaves. I've been believing this. And Terrence Howard said, yeah, come get this shit in blood.
He ain't said that.
Terrence Howard been ordered to pay $900,000 in back taxes, including interest and penalties. That comes after the actor said that it was immoral for the United States government to charge taxes to the descendants of slaves. Terrence reportedly avoided efforts by the IRS to collect $578,000 in income taxes. They say he failed to pay between 2010 and 2029. So he went 9 years without paying taxes. And the Justice Department sued him in 2022. But according to the Philly Inquirer, he responded with a voicemail sent to the case lead's tax attorney. 400 years of, this is what the voicemail said, 400 years of forced labor and never receiving any compensation for it. Terrence said in a message per the court transcript, now you have the gall to try to prosecute me and charge taxes to a descendants of a broken people that you are responsible for causing the breakage. But he wasn't done. Terrence reportedly left the follow-up message saying, in truth, the entire United States should by default become the property of the descendants of slaves. But since you do not have the ability or the courage to do it, let's try this in court. We're going to bring you down. You fighting the IRS. About time. Come on, go get them. I'm support you. I'm right there with you. Get that shit in blood. IRS is the craziest entity ever made by the United States government. The craziest shit ever. Should never be there.
Well, hey, that's the world we're living, right?
Yeah, we choose this. We choose to live in it until we don't. We got to fix it. Black people should not be paying taxes. Marvin should get a steep cut on our taxes. Oh, you should be able to write off a lot of shit. Like, you black? Yeah. You get a get an income tax every month, every year. You get a tax credit for being black for $10,000 every year on your taxes.
For
it? I think you got to start somewhere. You got to do something. But I'm liking Terrence Howard fighting a good fight. It is immoral. Fight the good fight. Your boy fighting a good fight. About to fight, start a fight for the good fight too.
Who?
Elon.
Well, who?
Elon Musk going to sue OpenAI over AI threat.
I seen that.
He trying to stop the Terminator. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to stop because he's trying to start his own shit. I don't think he want robots. He don't want to fight. He don't want his brain chip people fighting the Terminators. But Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman, alleging they deviated from the company's foundational mission of prioritizing humanity's benefit over profit, which marks a significant turn in their longstanding dispute. Musk's legal action claims OpenAI has shifted towards preparatory technology development to maximize profits, betraying proprietary technology developed by maximizing profits, betraying the initial promise to remain an open source and non-profit entity. This lawsuit marked by Musk's concerns over artificial general intelligence, AGI, and OpenAI's partnership with Microsoft, suggesting a departure from the mission to ensure AGI benefits for all humanity. So he's saying, like, they, like, I guess Microsoft is getting special treatment.
Or they should.
No, they shouldn't.
Why not?
Why should they?
They are the...
Like, if it's a non-profit, why do Microsoft get the trade secrets and all that? It's supposed to be for everybody. Like, Elon Musk is saying it's supposed to be an open source and a non-profit entity. Like, by going to, I'm guessing he's saying by working with Microsoft and partnership with Microsoft, you turn it into a for-profit entity, into a business. And it wasn't supposed to be that. So you think you got a case?
It's too hard. It's just too hard. You think so?
Kind of, sort of.
On what grounds? All right, what's the case going to be about?
I'm trying to make money. Partnering up. I think it's supposed to be an open source. And then close it off. And just work with Microsoft. Elon Musk was like, yeah, I wanted some of this technology. But that ain't happening. So... Nope. It ain't happening. It was something else I wanted to. Like, it was something so fake. Like, it was a topic that we used to always joke about. But it ended up becoming a real thing. Hmm. How many times we said, like, looking at, like, kids was in school licking peanut butter off walls and shit. But Oklahoma school is under investigation after viral video shows students licking peanut butter off other participants' toes during school sanctioned fundraiser. Dog, I kid you not. I don't even gotta read this article. If I see my child licking toes in school, what? Ain't pulling up, is it? I'm knocking shit. Like, it's... Man and woman getting knocked out. Licking toes. And let me read the ages. I'm about to say my daughter getting in trouble too for doing it. Because we got common sense in this household. I was a high school. A high school in Oklahoma is under investigation after a viral video shows student licking and sucking another participant's toes in a school section event. Deer Creek High School held a fundraiser inside its gym. At least four teens laid on their stomachs as their ate peanut butter off another participant's bare feet. It's unclear if they, if another party was adoring it, the peanut butter, and the students are the adults. Like, what? I didn't even know how the fuck you even get to this point. Like, y'all in the gym, face down, licking toes. This ain't a real world. We ain't, this ain't real. This ain't real. The Ray, oh, Ray.
They might have been developing a whole student full of foot fetishes.
The event was one of several during the week designed to raise money for local coffee shop that airs people with special, that hires people with special needs. The toe-sucking tournament was an event that students paid to attend.
One. I'm just saying.
Teenagers grades 9 through, that's crazy. It was a toe-sucking tournament. Like, just imagine that. You see, you walk through the hall, and it's a piece of paper, a flyer that say toe-sucking tournament in the gym at 2.
Like, all you need is a bib and a fork.
You be like, they ain't really sucking no toes. The motherfuckers in there walking in with flip-flops and take off their socks and put peanut butter. You like, oh, this shit really about to go down.
I probably would have asked if I thought it was fake.
I would have called the police. I ain't even going to lie. I'm like, matter of fact, this is a high school. I know it's a policeman on duty.
You trying to figure it out too.
There's wild sauce. Like, homeschool it is. Ain't no toast sucking peanut butter at home. They must miss lunch. What you having for lunch? Peanut butter toes?
You just say both. The fuck?
Peanut butter toes. I'm not even gonna get it. Peanut butter toes. That's all you need. What is this? Peanut butter toes. Nah. Everybody should be fired. From the superintendent down to the everything, to the janitor. Fire everybody.
They got like the oldest tenure though.
Who? The janitor? About the janitor?
No, like anybody you fire in that place?
No, you just gotta fire them all. Is it worth going to college now? What you think?
It all depends on what you're going for.
It always depends what you're going for.
All depends on, if you're going to be a botanist, yes, it's not worth going to college.
A recent report reveals that nearly half of new college graduates in the U.S. are starting their careers in jobs that don't require a degree. Like 50%, 52% landing in such positions within a year of graduation. These jobs are predominantly in areas like office support, food service, or retail. Shows a stark reality for graduates who may expected better opportunities with degrees. Fields like engineering, finance, and nursing show lower rates of underemployment, while internships significantly improve the chances of securing a college-level employment, demonstrating the need for enhanced career guidance and internship opportunities for students. I'm not going to college 4 years and getting out going to retail. But you got to do what you got to do, because I don't know if you got to start paying them. I don't know if you got to start paying your student. I don't know how long when you got to start paying your student loans. What is it? A year after you out of college? 6 months? When that first bill come through?
I think it's 6 months.
So, graduating college, you got to go find a job. But most, like, I've read a report that most college, like, kids now are back at home with their parents anyway. They move back in with their parents and let them stay there and while they work and save up for a house. So, you might be okay. Yeah, working there. Yeah, I can't go to college 5 years and work at TJ Maxx. But you gotta get a paycheck, though. You gotta work.
Gotta work, you gotta eat.
Gotta eat cereal. They eating cereal. They should have been saying that. College kids, are you hungry? Y'all out here starving. Eat cereal. That's how they're going. Damn, that's how Biden going to end the world hunger in the U.S.? He's about $1.7 billion in cereal.
That sound like crazy. Motherfucker own Kellogg.
You cannot own Kellogg for 1.7.
I said, motherfucker, I own a piece of it.
Oh, yeah. For sure, You buying stocks. You own a big piece of it. $1.7 in cereal. You know how much cinnamon toast crunch that is? Honey Nut Cheerios?
You ever tried them Bootios?
I would never eat a cereal called Bootios. Why would you? Mm-mm. Why would you eat that?
I didn't.
Would you eat a food that start with booty? I think I'm cool.
A fruit?
Huh?
Or anything. A food.
Food. I even say booty. Bootios. I'm not drinking nothing that say PP juice. Like, no. Why would you want that? That's disgusting. So.
Put everybody in jail. Fuck it.
What?
Put everybody in jail.
Why are you putting everybody in jail?
Because if you can't even get your cereal for $1 billion, you can't own that bitch for $1 billion. They doing some crooked shit.
What do you mean?
You said you can't own the whole Kellogg for $1 billion. They doing some crooked shit over there.
No, they were more than $1 billion.
I know.
Yeah.
How?
Cereal.
You never got to be more than that. What I'm saying.
They own every cereal on the shelf.
No, they don't.
Damn near. They all connected. Like they
fucking. They conspiracy theory.
Man, Monopoly, man. Everything is monopolized. Like you go look at like you go look at the big umbrella cereals, like they all come to under one umbrella.
Tell the people what's your favorite.
Hella.
Give me your top three favorite cereal. And I don't want to hear that bullshit you be doing. Give it to me in order. Don't be trying to fuck around.
I can't put it in order.
See,
Rice Krispie Treats.
For people that don't know, because that cereal has been discontinued. So for people that don't know, he's talking about the purple box of Rice Krispies called Rice Krispie Treats.
I'll never forget when I was a kid. When that shit came out, dog, I said, ain't no way this real. Ain't no way this real. Ain't no way this is going to taste good. And it tastes good.
You eat Rice Krispie Treats for breakfast.
No, eating cereal, crazy.
Yeah, I know, but even the Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
It go right there on brand. Right there on brand sugar.
I know, but it got to be higher than some of the other ones, though, is what I'm saying.
Nah, all the same.
Keep going.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast. Damn, I don't know now, man. You three? I'm going to give you five. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm going to give you three. I don't think I can do four. I don't think I can do five. Rice Krispie Treats. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know. Honey Nut Cheerios was a... Like, growing up, Honey Nut Cheerios came in clutch so many times. I'm thinking I'm going to throw Honey Nut Cheerios in there. Frosted Flakes was a late bloomer to that. Because I used to hate Frosted Flakes. Then I ended up loving it. Man, Peanut Butter Crunch. I forgot about Peanut Butter Crunch.
That's in my tops.
Peanut Butter Crunch is a good cereal. Captain Crunch is a good cereal. I used to love Captain Crunch. It's hard.
No, it's not.
So I'm going to go Rice Krispie Treats. Honey Nut Cheerios. Damn, I forgot about Raisin Bran. I used to love Raisin Bran. All right. Rice Krispie Treats, number one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, number two. Honey Nut Cheerios, number three. Frosted Flakes, number four. No. Peanut butter crunch, number four. Frosted Flakes, number five. That's it. Rice Krispie Treats, though, number one.
So Rice Krispie Treats.
That shit hits.
Well, give it to me one more time.
Rice Krispie Treats. Cinnamon Toast. Honey Nut. Peanut butter. Frosted. Thanks.
So no Sugar Smacks?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
No Apple Jacks?
No Apple Jacks.
No Apple Kicks?
No, man, get the fuck out of here.
No Shredded Wheat?
Why are you naming these cereals?
I'm just naming cereals.
Like Shredded Wheat ain't getting eight. Like, who the fuck eating that? It's poverty talk. Like, you start naming all the poverty cereal. Just flakes.
Corn. My number one favorite fucking cereal. Untouched by any. It's tough. It's tough. I'm going to go Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios
I'm joking.
Is a smacker,
I'm going to go... No, Honey Nut Cheerios is top 10, though. So I don't want to...
This is a smacker now.
But did you ever try Frosted Cheerios?
I have, but Honey Nut still took... Honey Nut still took...
The Frosted was crazy.
Frosted was good.
The Blue Box? I think they might have discontinued them Jones. Right,
but Honey Nut was still...
I'm going to go... For me, though, I'm going to go Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Then it get crazy, man. It get crazy.
Nothing with marshmallows.
I'm going to go Fruity Pebbles. Easily my number two.
Fruity Pebbles in the first minute you eating them.
Crazy.
Like
but you know that, though. So you here for the fight. You're here quick.
Like, you know you got to eat
knock
it
that
fast.
Motherfucker out.
Man.
Don't play with it.
Like you have to pee. Like, you got to hold that piss.
See, but that's the thing. If you got to pee, then you already not doing eating them right. You got to pee before you get the box out and open it.
You might
got to pregame all this shit. You got to know, like, I need to eat this. You got to turn your phone off so people don't distract you with a phone call. Like, you got to really prep yourself.
Like, because, like, just letting that sit. You come back, soggy bowl. You got to pour it out.
Yeah, you pouring that out.
Yeah,
stress.
Do it again. Do it over. Do it over.
That's over. But in that moment, you're getting the crisp, the nice taste, the texture.
I never liked Cocoa Pebbles.
Sweet. I mean, neither.
Never liked them.
Me neither. A lot of people, black people did, too.
But they survived them, though. They survived a long time.
You like the vampire?
Like.
Huh? The vampire cereal.
Oh, Count Chocula?
Yeah. No, chocolate cereal.
Can keep that.
Number three.
Cocoa Puffs used to be all right.
I know.
Back in the day.
I rarely ever ate them.
It was back in the day.
I rarely ever ate them. Well, rarely.
Yes,
like, if you got that in, like, almost anything else, I'm choosing anything else.
Probably so.
Number three. Easily number three. Arguably could be one or two, depending on how I feel that day. Peanut butter crunch. Fuck your mouth up.
It's worth every
fucking minute of it.
Minimum two bowls every time.
Second, fourth cereal. So now this is where we differ.
Yeah.
Because you ain't named some of the classics.
Now you about to put marshmallows or something.
No, no marshmallows in none of my cereals. Oh. See? You ain't named none of the classics. You can't go Cinnamon Toast Crunch when I go on French Toast Crunch at number four.
Whoa.
OG though. I need the OG one, not the new shit. They brought back that shit.
Nah, they can keep that. French Toast.
Nah, French Toast was crazy. Nah,
Cinnamon Toast. Just give me cinnamon. It's the same shit.
Nah, it's not.
Just toast shape.
Nah. I need my shit shaped like a fucking
little piece of bread.
That's all it
was. That was the difference.
Crazy.
That was the difference.
No, it wasn't. They didn't have the salt and cinnamon and sugar on them.
And the slight syrup taste.
Bro, that shit was good. Thank you. That's just swaggy. Now you're getting there. Crunchy, good. Man, they fucked it up by bringing that shit back. Shit is not the same, bro.
Have you ever seen that cereal?
You might be talking about my fifth one.
Nah. Go ahead. Name your fifth one.
You might be talking about my fifth one.
Nah, it's an exclusive cereal.
Okay, go ahead.
Costs like $2,000 a box.
Bro, what is it called?
I don't know the name of it, but it's like they only make like five boxes a day or something, like, because they make like little croissants. Like, they literally make every piece for the cereal. And I watched the dude eat. I'm like, that look good as fuck.
What'd he say?
It was good as fuck. I was like, that look good as fuck. Mini croissants and cereal.
It's like it'd be soggy, though.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, it does, but.
You know what I mean?
It would. I like
it. If it ain't got no crunch to him.
I said, that look good as fuck. I love croissants. But, what's your fifth?
Let me double check the name of it.
Waffle Crisp.
Bro, I think it's, yep.
Oh, that's it for real?
Yeah.
Waffle Crisp? Okay.
I'm going to double check, but yeah.
With the grandma.
Yep.
Waffle Crisp.
Swear to God. Swear to God. No
lie. I kid you not.
Waffle Crisp.
A lot of people got, like, you talk about cereal, a lot of people are always
discontinue. Waffle Crisp off the fucking chain.
Waffle Crisp used to be good. When they make my top five, these be good though,
and it got such unique takes too.
It's crazy.
Like nothing else.
Honorable mention: Raisin Bran.
Shut the fuck up! You sound like my mama.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You never ate.
Shut the fuck up.
Raisin Bran used to hit.
Oh, get the double scoops. Looking at the cereal. The fuck out of here.
No, when they came, that's when it got like to the peak.
Mm-mm.
Like when they like double scoops.
Shut the fuck up, man.
What?
Fucking what? Double scoops.
What? Then they add the clusters. Honey Bunches of Oats. Were you a Honey Bunches of Oats fan? I wasn't.
Bruh.
But I know a lot of people who would.
Sir, nobody like neither of those fucking cereals, but old people, dog.
Nah,
I know. Nobody don't want no fucking raisins in their cereal.
Nah. Yes, they did. You don't like, you don't like grapes?
Bruh, shut the fuck
up. I love grapes.
Yeah, they have the same, bro.
Nah. I'm shocked you didn't eat Raisin Bran.
I've eaten it.
Like
that's a wick shit. So I have eaten Raisin Bran.
Like go to, like, hey, let me get that Raisin Bran.
It ain't no go to for nothing.
What? Raisin Bran's a hit.
Stop saying it. You keep saying it's pissing me off.
It did, like, though.
With me.
I'm not playing.
Honorable mention.
Raisin Bran's a hit.
There's so many great cereals that we didn't mention. Okay, honorable mention. I think I'm gonna go with you with the Rice Krispie Treats.
Damn, I don't mention Rice Krispie Treats slaps. Like, they brought that in stores. I was like, this fake.
But the same thing applied with them in my Fruity Pebbles though.
Like, nah,
you kinda gotta go a little.
Not really.
You on the clock.
Not really.
You on the clock, bro.
You really on the clock with Fruity Pebbles. Like, you on the fucking clock. Like, you really on the clock. Like, on the clock.
You on the clock a little bit with them domes, though. They ain't just simple.
But the clocks are completely different. Like, Fruity Pebbles clock is crazy. Like, it's just.
So, have you tried all these new cereals?
No, I don't eat cereal like that anymore.
I don't either, but I hear good things.
Like,
everybody keep talking about the Frosted Flake. Strawberry.
I knew he was gonna say strawberry. I would never eat that.
Everybody said they good.
I don't like strawberry milk. Like, I thought that was like when they first introduced strawberry milk in schools. I was like, man, what? Because I like strawberry, like fruity stuff and all that. I said, man, this is the nastiest shit I ever had in my life. Strawberry fucking milk. I'm like, how can you make strawberry bad? And why did they stop at strawberry? Like, when they come out with, like, every other flavor, blueberry milk, lemonade milk, like, why
lemonade
stop?
Milk sound disgusting.
Like, why stop?
I know you want to name another flavor outside of blueberry.
Orange.
There you go.
Like why stop?
Orange-sickle. That kind of sound crazy.
Why they never come out with that? Orange-sickle probably will work. Maybe, I wouldn't drink it, but maybe, I know it probably a lot of people would like it.
Maybe that just ain't an American thing. Maybe overseas they got cotton candy milk and all these other
Like a Mexican's drink is milk and limeade, like making when I seen it, I'm like, they'd be like, yeah, this hit. I'm like, I would never drink this. Look too thick. But it's a known drink in Mexico though. Lime milk, lime juice and milk. So milk need more flavors.
You need some milk.
Need some milk. They don't even have white chocolate milk. How's that possible?
That sounds fucking amazing.
How's that sound
fucking crazy?
How's that not a thing?
Why are you just saying that to me?
Like, I think that'd be a banger.
You should have told me that shit earlier. I'd have woke me up.
White chocolate milk?
White chocolate milk sound crazy.
I'm just saying anything. Feel like it'd be everywhere. A white chocolate milk. But yeah, cereal cheaper.
Ah, now you go back to that. Not all the ones we just named. They want top dollar for them.
Top dollar.
I'm looking.
You know, all them cereals now come in bags. Like all the cereal we named now, they come in like big ass bags now. Like, what the fuck?
You know, back in the day, the only the bags was ghetto shit.
Yep, Gatorade and all that.
Gatorade.
Real cereal.
No.
My friends always have some Gatorade.
We didn't name Golden Grahams.
And keep that.
Cocoa Puffs, Trix.
I say Cocoa Puffs. I never liked Trix. Trix was garbage.
Kicks. I like Kicks. Lucky Charms.
So you'll sit here and drag Raisin Bran through the dirt, but eat fucking Kicks. And Kicks had no fucking taste whatsoever.
We just went over this, didn't we?
Wick.
Not that part.
Oh.
Go back early in the conversation.
What?
Your taste buds, dog. They trash. Kicks got a taste, dog.
What they taste like? What's the taste?
Kicks. Got their own thing, bro.
Tastes like, I never get, I was so, like, and the only time I ever had Kicks was like, when, like, you get the little sample box in the newspaper. You know how thirsty I was for that? I was like, man, I can finally try it. Pour it in the bowl, got it all ready. I said, they got my ass.
That concludes the free version of the Alternative Facts podcast. We really do appreciate you taking your time and listening. If you want to hear the full version, you will have to become a supporter at patreon.com/TheAFacts. That is patreon.com/TheAFacts to become a supporter. And we also have other different ways to support us where we give you more and more and more content. You can also find us on any of our social media platforms at the AFACS 513 on Facebook and the AFACS on Instagram or Twitter. We also have a website where you can have links to all of those things, and that is the AFACS.com. Make sure you come check us out. Come support us. We're still going to deliver the free content for those who cannot do so, but we appreciate it all the same. We live in a world of alternative facts, and we're here just to provide some more. Thank y'all.
Facts.